glad to be home.
Fuck.
Now to see what that text was about. Sweetheart, where are you? Bedroom. There you are. I see. I see you passed out on your bed instead of your desk this time. You look so cute, curled up like that. My sweet wife. I wonder what it is you're dreaming about. Whatever it is, it has you smiling. Though, I do believe it's time for you to wake up. Shake, 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 shake. Sweetheart, sweetheart. Hey, I'm home. Why, hello. I see you made the 5 feet to the bed today. Did you rest well? That's good. I'm glad you decided to take it easy today. You really pushed yourself yesterday. You know, you were smiling while you were sleeping. So that's why. All right. Tell me about your dream while I stroke your hair. All right. Yeah, I do remember that vacation. I'm thinking about it. It's been almost a couple of years now, hasn't it? I was so excited to go there with you. Almost as excited as you. You were practically dragging me everywhere by my sleeve, sweetheart. Don't pout. It was cute, it was cute. Mwah. Mwah. Too bad we didn't get to stay any more than a few days, huh? Yeah, for sure, for sure. We definitely should go back sometime. Hopefully we can get another room at that bed and breakfast. Remember how nice it was to just sleep in? Just waking up next to each other and not having to rush to get ready for work and for, you know. Also, it was so nice to experience that feeling of getting to slowly open our eyes and blink away dreams. Some of my favorite memories came from that trip. Maybe we can go to that little place by the bookshop again. God, yeah. I can still taste the food we had, too. So much sweets. I wonder if they still have the special pancakes. Well, they did say it was like a seasonal thing, right? But I bet right now, if we did a little search online, we would find that they're having some even more special stuff. I mean, I was dying to just try out their entire menu. Maybe next time we can finish that little dream, huh? We were at that fancy restaurant. We were so lucky to just get a table when we went there. No, I can't blame you. That bookstore did have a lot of interesting books, so, you know. It's kind of exciting, I guess. But you know, sweetheart, you are just as bad as I am when it comes to buying books. Nah, are you saying that the stack of books on your side of the bed is my doing? You know you aren't fooling anyone, least of all me. I know you way too well, my love. Speaking of which, did you at least finish the one I saw you reading before in bed? That's good. Remind me of the plot again. I vaguely remember you telling me about it last night. Before I passed out. Really? I thought that'd been taken care of in the previous book. Okay. That makes sense. Still? How long until the next in the series? Huh? Goodness, that's a wait. No, I ended up not finishing it. It just didn't catch my attention like their other work. Yeah, feel free. And I think it should still be by the couch. Yeah, next to the small collection of coffee mugs. That I promised to clean up last night. The fuck. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I promise I'll take care of it today. I can do the rest of the dishes as well, since I forgot last night. That reminds me. I smelled something delicious coming from the kitchen when I walked in. So, give me a little secret. What's your cooking, chef? Really? Oh, wow. Sounds delicious. It's definitely gonna taste amazing when it's finished cooking. How long till it's done? Oh, it's not long. Not long at all. Should I grab some wine to go with it? I think we have one bottle left of your favorite. No. We bought an extra. Remember? Yeah. For the potluck that ended up being cancelled. I know. I was really looking forward to seeing everyone too. Hopefully we'll all be able to get together soon. By the way, love. On my way in, I saw a box by the door. What's that for? Oh, right. We need to send it off, don't we? I know they'll be pleased for sure. It's not often you find the perfect vow renewal present. Mom will be pleased and Dad will be thrilled. You have such a good eye for gifts. Of course I mean it. You've given me everything I could ever want. And more. You have given me a lovely relationship. A beautiful home. Thousands of little memories and surprises. Precious, treasured, and wonderful. And... Well, I know those aren't technically all gifts. But you really do make it feel like they are. Everything's so special. You're such a wonderful wife. And I don't tell you that enough. Goodness, it's been a while since I've seen you flush that color. Hey, please don't hide your face from me. Sweetheart, I adore you. And you deserve to hear it. Hey, can you do something for me? I want you to lay your head on my chest. Do you hear my heartbeat? I know it's beating fast. I know this isn't the first time we've had this conversation either. But I want you to know that that I will tell you and show you how much you're loved every single day. Ah, I love you too, sweetheart. Mwah. You're my rock, you know. You stood by me through everything. School, job searching, school, fighting villains, saving the world, making me feel at peace, and just, well, everything really. The life we've built together means so much to me. Especially that. Oh, speaking of which, you seemed excited in your texts earlier. So, are you gonna tell me what the surprise is? Uh-oh, I know that look. What do I have to do? Huh? Is that all? A simple kiss? Mwah! A+. Not long enough. I see. You want another? Being awfully picky right now. But... alright. Ow. Better, sweetheart? Oh, you want a real kiss. I think I can see where this is going. Tell me the surprise, love? Or do I have to tease it out of you? That's what I thought. It's in the trunk of the car? But I just came from the car. Oh, the trunk next to the desk. Makes much more sense. All right. I'll be right back. Be good. And wait right there. What's this? Oh, my. New ropes? Is this your way of asking me to tie you up, sweetheart? Does my good girl need to be tied up and played with? Say, please, again, louder, love. Good girl. Now, what to do with you? I could tie your wrists together and use you as a cock warmer, denying you an orgasm until I've had my fill of your body. Oh, or I could tie you to the bed, leaving you unable to move and at my complete mercy. What'll it be, love? It is a big decision. Lucky for you, your stalling has relieved you of it. I've chosen for you. be a dear, and sit at the edge of the bed. Husband's orders. Put your wrists together for me. Good girl. Just like that. How do they feel? Too loose or? Good. fuck. So glad to have this freed. No. You haven't earned my cock yet. Now, open your mouth for me. Wider. I said, wider, sweetheart. You're going to suck on my fingers. Treat them like you would my cock. And maybe, just maybe, if you're a good little finger sucker, I'll give you a taste of the real thing. How does that sound? Good girl. I bet it feels good having something in your mouth, doesn't it? Now, lick. Mmm. That.